instead of worrying about whether immigrants can learn English, they'll learn English. You need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
Ah, yes, it's part of the fundamental transformation of America that the radical left has promised. It's an ongoing effort, but they're making progress by leaps and bounds. Open borders, after-school Satan club, Bible bans, legalizing drugs, transgender kindergarten. Your Democrat Party. If you're a Democrat, this is you. It defines you. Hilarious story yesterday afternoon broke, I guess mid-afternoon, that two airplanes loaded up with illegal aliens had arrived at Martha's Vineyard, the exclusive Massachusetts Island Resort. Been there myself a couple of times. I went down to the bridge at Chappaquiddick and gathered up samples and a little airplane bottle of vodka where Ted Kennedy killed Mary Jo Kopechnik. I got a splinter, a big one, about the size of your pinky from the bridge. And first I did a little like Sancto Sanctorium, you know, a thumb on top of a little airplane vodka bottle, Smirnoff, and sprinkled some into the water. Then got a little bit of sand and a little shell, put it back in there, and a splinter from the bridge. I think the bridge is now gone. They removed it because, you know, it was a tourist attraction. Hey, this is where Ted Kennedy murdered Mary Jo Kopechne and then went to brunch. Remember that? Then he faked the neck injury and stuff. Yeah, good stuff. That's Martha's Vineyard. That's you know, that's probably when it got real. Also, it was in the movie Jaws. That's where the movie Jaws was shot. They used a fake name of the town, Amity, and all that. But that was Martha's Vineyard. And fun movie, still a fun movie any day. And two planes arrived there. And the left is going apoplectic. It's Hitler's Germany. And Ron DeSantis is Hitler, of course, not Biden. Forget about the 2 million plus people stumbling across our border with the gang tattoos and the cartels and the fentanyl and the more than 100,000, 108,000 lethal, fatal drug overdoses last year, mostly fentanyl coming in across our southern border. The Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, are fine with that. And you may recall, not so long ago, earlier this year, the New York Post covered the story, Biden resumes air illegal into Westchester County Airport under cover of darkness. The New York Post reported the story as migrant tide grows even worse. This is, honestly, this is April 18th of 2022. That's this year for Democrats. Following along, progressives may rage about Texas Governor Greg Abbott's stunt of busing migrants from the border to D.C., but it only matches President Joe Biden's approach, including the quiet resumption of midnight charter flights of migrants to Westchester County Airport. The New York Post was there, and the Washington Post wasn't, last week when a group of migrant teens hopped off of an Avelo Airlines jet and boarded three buses. Waiting for them, they were ferried away into New Jersey. This is just the start. White House Flax acknowledged, saying that the flights, quote, transported unaccompanied minors to vetted sponsors or relatives with whom they will await the outcome of their immigration proceedings, which could take decades, of course. The Bidenites had suspended the Westchester flights after the New York Post exposed them, but plainly figure they'll just have to accept the publicity of restoring the air ferry service. Now, this is okay because the Democrats are doing it, and the radical left-wing fake fact-checkers got involved in this, too. And they said... Biden, quote, secret, end quote, flights of migrants debunked as routine part of U.S. immigration system. Well, then why don't you send them to Martha's Vineyard? Just because Barack Obama and John Kerry have their $15 million estates there? Is that the only reason? Is that the problem that we have here? So this immigration impact radical left-wing group, they jump in. Oh, there are no secret flights. No, they're just doing them under cover of darkness after the airport is closed and shooing away the police. You remember, we played the audio for you when this was happening, and local police showed up on the scene when airliners started arriving at the closed, after dark, Westchester County, small regional airport, and the police encountered federal agents there. And they said to the federal agents, what in the name of Sam Hill is going on here?
You trying to figure out what this is?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
No. You're on a secure facility here, and we don't really know anything, and we're in charge of security. So that's hence where we're having a problem here.
So. Yeah, we're hanging out here on the tarmac, just yeah. Like that.
I don't know anybody.
I used to pick up basketball teams that had more
security. 100%.
Yeah.
And very easily, you know, a few people could just go that way.
I'm here to...
Oh, yeah. It's slowly coming together. But we also don't know, really what's happening, how they're getting here, whatever else.
Listen to this headline from CNN in 2021, November 17th, 2021. The headline is, DeSantis claims Biden is running, quote, clandestine, end quote, flights to send migrants to Florida. Now, and the snide, sneering B-word headline from CNN. But the routine transport also occurred under Trump, he says. It's a routine transport. But there weren't 2 million people spilling across the border under Trump, were they? But that's what CNN, and they had like four people type this up on behalf of the Democrat Party. And Ron DeSantis was not notified, which is why he called them clandestine flights, because now they're very upset that the Washington, D.C. and Martha's Vineyard weren't notified ahead of time. Florida wasn't notified when Biden was sending flight after flight after flight of illegals into Florida. And CNN attacked Ron DeSantis for using the word clandestine just because he wasn't notified. He wasn't made aware. In Illinois, the corpulent billionaire governor, J.B. Pritzker, he's very upset that they weren't notified. And Lori Lightfoot, very upset that they weren't notified. And then they put the illegals on buses, sent them to the suburb of Burr Ridge, who they didn't notify, and dumped them there. And they're very angry when they're not notified, but they don't notify you when they're dumping them. They didn't notify Westchester County. They didn't notify New York. They didn't notify Florida. And all of this, according to our filthy, corrupt news media, is just fine. CNN wrote at the time, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis accused the Biden administration last week of secretly flying migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border to his state in the dead of night without notice. But sources tell CNN the Biden administration did brief the Florida governor's office about the flights. The Florida governor disagrees, but CNN will go with whatever the White House tells him. And that similar transports occurred during the Trump era. See, it's Trump's fault. It's Trump. Always point to Trump. Right. Mm-hmm. But DeSantis said, no, that's not the case. Don't notify. But it's okay. Whatever the Democrats do is okay. I mean, they could impale your children on spikes in your front yard, and they'd just be fighting global warming. It would be fine, right? But pay no attention to that. So back to Westchester County. The clandestine flights, the unannounced flights, surprising the people who are in charge of security for the Westchester Airport who encountered these federal agents. It got a little better from there.
You don't want to be somewhere where the spotlight is.
Yeah.
You want to try to keep it as down low as possible. A lot of this is just...
No, I get it. I just, like I said...
stuff that we don't tell people. Because what we don't want to do is attract attention. We don't want the media.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even know where we're going when they tell us.
We don't even know where they're going, the federal agent says. We don't want to attract attention. We don't want to put a spotlight on it. Just don't call them secret or clandestine flights. Just don't notify security. And when you're called by Ron DeSantis on not notifying them, just say you did notify them, because that's what Democrats do.
I get the whole secrecy and all this, but this is even about my secret.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And why? You know why?
You know why.
Yeah, I know, but why? Why? Yeah.
Come on.
No, but what's the big secret? Everybody knows it's happening.
You know why? Because if it gets out, the government will train the American people.
You know why? Because if it gets out, the government is betraying the American people. That's what he said. They later explained that this man was a contractor, and the police officer was making video, I don't know, body cam or whatever, and they didn't know it, the people bringing in the illegal aliens. Now, it's fine when the Democrat Party does this, according to our filthy, rotten, to the core, corrupt news media, right? That's just fine. But if Ron DeSantis should send the great governor of Florida, who was on the baseball field when the Bernie Sanders volunteer shot Congressman Steve Scalise and tried to murder the whole baseball team of Republicans. He knows something about the Democrat Party. Senator Rand Paul was on the baseball field, too, when the Bernie Sanders volunteer, James Hodgkinson. That was a one-day story, one-day news story. No, because the Republican Party is the violent party, right? The illegal alien that Griff Jenkins spoke to in front of the vice president's official residence this morning, who said his name, apparently said his name was Wazir, said that, we came in, we just walked across. How did you find out? Is the border open? He said, oh, yeah, the border's open. Oh, how do you know the border's open? Because I walked in, he said. And how did you find out the border is open? He said, oh, we saw it on TV in Venezuela. He's from Venezuela. He saw it on TV. What's the problem there? Hey, you guys are sanctuary cities and you're sanctuary states. I guess you didn't really mean that. Isn't that amazing? All right, there's still a lot more. And in New York, the mayor says they're at the breaking point. It's a city of 9 million people. How do you think El Paso, Texas feels? Down in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to David calling from Chicago, Illinois, listening on the great WLS. David, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, it used to be the great WLS, except all of their news broadcasts refer to all of these illegal aliens as migrants. Except both you and I know that migrants are those folks that live in Mexico, cross the border with a passport, go to work, and then go back home to Mexico at the end of the day. And we got a communist governor here, this Governor J.B. Fatso Pritzker, who is now taking Illinois National Guard, part of the Army, the defenses of the United States, to aid and abet in moving these illegal alien criminals that should be put in orange jumpsuits and sent back to Mexico immediately, if not sooner. And he's using them to move them around, help them get food, clothing, and shelter. Pritzker ought to be put in an orange jumpsuit as well and sent off to, well, I think, Mexico City and never let back in the country, for starters. What do you think?
I don't know if they make orange jumpsuits that would fit Pritzker, for one thing. And you're right, of course, about migrants being a euphemism. It's like calling shoplifters shoppers. You know, you go.
Well, you're right about that. The situation here in Illinois has gotten so rotten and stinko, and the mayor of Chicago, the same thing, aiding and abetting this whole business of sanctuary cities is completely, totally unconstitutional. And I don't know. Well, I do know because I understand the communists, which have their main office that they began in 1921, still down on South Halsted Street here in Chicago. And they're aiding and abetting not only these illegal aliens. Oh, they're financing the terrorist group known as Black Lives Matter that burned the city and ruined the Mag Mile, not to mention 5 or 10 other cities as well.
Right.
And they're helping out all of these people. The Communist Party's behind this. They're pulling the strings in Washington. The puppet there goes by the name of Biden. He just mouths the words that the the commies are feeding them. And then, of course, Pritzker and his gang of criminals in Springfield, my God, what they're doing to this state. He's even gone so far as to issue through the so-called Department of Education. They're going to be teaching fifth graders, literally, because this is published information. Look it up, do your homework. They're going to be teaching fifth graders how to conduct homosexual sex, and they're going to be teaching this in the classroom. This state is a toilet.
Yeah, I'm telling you, major in looting with a minor in monkeypox studies. It's pretty amazing. So, you know, Black Lives Matter went to Canada with millions and millions of dollars in ill-gotten gains, and they bought the mansion that was the former headquarters of the Communist Party there. Just a coincidence, I know. Siphoning off millions and millions and millions, but that's okay because, you know, you're a racist if you notice it. That's the standard tactic of the Democrat Party. Great call, David. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, these aren't shoppers. These are shoplifters. And these aren't migrants. These are illegal aliens. You know, people love buying generic stuff. We buy generic food. Women buy generic cosmetics. And some Democrat men, even generic prescription drugs. And why not? We should. You get a great product, minus the dressed-up packaging, and you save yourself a ton of money. Well, did you know you can now buy generic CBD? Check out my friends at genericcbd.com. They sell premium CBD products for a lot less money. You can save 50%, even up to 75% on your next CBD purchase. And while you're there, check out their number one best-selling Gen Pop Cream. It's their muscle, joint, and skin formula. This penetrating cream melts into your muscles and joints, including your knees, your elbows, your lower back. You won't believe how fast it goes to work. See what this amazing cream can do for you. Just go to genericcbd.com. That's GENERICCBD.com. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. Yeah, the governors of Texas and Florida are brilliant. They're onto something. The left has gone full crazy. Now everybody's Hitler for doing what they've been doing since Biden came into office.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
People are going after Disneyland because, the headline is that, Disney World in Orlando, Florida, where it costs you like $448 a day to go into the place. And the headline is, Disney fans complain Orlando Resort is filled with broken down, faulty rides and broken robot characters. As CEO Bob Chapek just raised the prices again. Not the happiest place on earth, I guess.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
CNN has a big announcement. You know, they announced a while back their new president, Chris Licht. What did he lick, you might ask? Pretty much everything. They announced that their morning show that nobody watches, John Berman and Brianna Keeler, that those two were going, the way of the illegal alien. They were going somewhere nobody knows where. They announced today that they've got their replacements for John Berman. The hope was that they were going to stop being a radical left-wing idiot cable network that nobody watches on their ridiculous morning show. And the rumor was they were going to hire Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski to, get new parking spaces and come over to CNN and do the same idiotic thing. But no, this morning they announced, and the hope is they're going to announce that Chris Plant is the new host of the CNN morning show. They're going to have common sense Americans doing journalism for real. Nope. Womp, womp, womp. Here's what they announced. The new hosts of the CNN morning show will be, starting in October, Don Lemon. Don is like a drum roll. Don Lemon, who, Poppy Harlow. Poppy Harlow. Turns out when she was a small girl, they had a parrot in their house, their family did, which was named Poppy, and they lived on Harlow Circle. Harlow Circle. Poppy, the parrot, and Harlow Circle. And Caitlin Collins, she's the White House person, isn't she? So she's good. She's got I got a big anchor job. I was the White House reporter. Now I'm the anchor. And so Don Lemon, Poppy Harlow, I just assume that's her porn name, and Caitlin Collins, who seems like a pleasant person, but not particularly bright. Am I right? Is that fair? I think that's fair. Now, what happens to John Berman and Brianna Keeler? Nobody knows. Maybe John Berman will fill Don Lemon's slot. What do you think? You think John Berman will fill Don Lemon's slot? See, nobody knows. And Brianna Keister, nobody knows what happens to her. CNN. It's that's the most irrelevant news I'm going to read all day. Amazing. And why are the Democrats so upset that illegal aliens, just a very small number of them, are arriving in Martha's Vineyard in Washington, D.C.? I don't understand. The media, the Democrats, what they want these poor asylum seekers to be stuck in horrible Republican-run states with no access to abortion 24 hours a day. And it's states filled with extreme MAGA, semi-fascist voters and stuff. But they don't want the illegal aliens to be driven to beautiful, wonderful, crime-ridden, cesspool Democrat-run cities where they can loot and burn and slaughter their babies and turn the organs over to the party, take advantage of tax rebates for electric cars. Come on. What's the matter with Democrats? Not very generous. You saw the dim-witted Joe Biden in Detroit yesterday trying to pump up electric cars. This is the guy who took, I checked, he took the 757 to Delaware the other day to vote, even though he was in Delaware last Friday and Saturday, where he could have voted early. He could have voted absentee, but the gas-guzzling 757 was whipped out. And then, of course, the helicopters to Andrews, Joint Base Andrews, and to get on Air Force One, the 757 in this case, to fly to Delaware so he could vote. And there is reason for concern because, they had, while he was there for his fake voting thing, he stopped at one of his multi-million dollar homes there for 8 minutes. For 8 minutes. What do you think was going on there? Kind of curious, isn't it? Peculiar. That might be the real explanation why he didn't just get a mail-in ballot. Don't they love mail-in ballots? He's got to, burn more carbon than the country of Belize to go vote. What a self-important, arrogant, imperialist thing to do. Well, their Democrats are slandering Queen Elizabeth. We got, this guy. This guy, I'm telling you. Speaking of CNN, you have that CNN audio? Because this morning on CNN, they had this guy, he makes documentaries, Ken Burns. And Ken Burns has a new documentary out. It's about how terrible the United States is, how awful we are. And, you know, that's what they do. They, oh, by the way, yesterday I should mention, I told you about the bomb, the mail bomb, talked about the Unabomber who was an environmental extremist, Ted Kaczynski. And the at Northeastern University, someone received a package yesterday. I saw it in the news, and it exploded, and the person was injured. And there was a note that was tantamount to a manifesto yelling about Mark Zuckerberg and all kinds of weird stuff, because that's what crazy people do. Well, the Associated Press today has the update. Investigators look into Northeastern University incident as possible hoax. As possible hoax. WCVB reports, note found at scene. Officials say note railed against virtual reality. That's where a lot of Democrats live. Mentioned Mark Zuckerberg. And I tell you, when the next day the headline is hoax, it's a hoax. Because they're always very hesitant to call it a hoax because they get sued and all that stuff. And it turns out the hard plastic case that sparked a significant law enforcement response after it reportedly exploded on the campus of Boston's Northeastern University, hotbed of radical left-wing lunatics, you know, semi-fascists, you know the type. Causing minor injuries to a staff member, contained a note that railed against virtual reality and also referenced Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Didn't he spend hundreds of millions of dollars to corrupt the 2020 election? Hundreds of millions of, and that's good. See, that was okay. That's not tampering because he's in good with the Democrat Party, right? And law enforcement officials said that, talking about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and all this stuff. Well, officials who could not discuss details of the investigation publicly, more anonymous sources, spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. They want to say it twice. Described the case as a Pelican-style case. Pelican, Pelican, Pelican. It's my Tony Montana impersonation. And designed to protect sensitive equipment. But now they're saying that it looks like the injuries that were inflicted may have been self-inflicted. What? You know what that means? That means Democrat. Okay? Because there is, see, there are two things here. Self-harm, right? Self-loathing. And there is no status more exalted than that of victim. Victim. They love being victims. And conservatives don't. Conservatives like being happy, normal, well-adjusted, successful people with a family, which is a man and a woman with children. See, that's who are married and all that good stuff. And, you know, the campus, they shut down the campus and they, the cops are everywhere. And now it turns out that the package delivered to Holmes Hall detonated just after 7 p.m. Tuesday when a staff member opened it. The university said a staff member, 45-year-old man, was taken to the hospital with minor injuries to his hand, the police said. No name was made public. But now they're talking about a fraud, a hoax, a scam, which so many of these things are. You saw the Chick-fil-A employee. All the news media now say workers instead of employees because they've adopted the lexicon of the Communist Party. I have not. I like to call people employees, and Americans are taxpayers, not workers. The Washington Post actually sometimes refers to people in traffic coming into the city as workers, not commuters or drivers or Americans, or no, but workers because they're basically commies. Yeah, but The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office praising a Chick-fil-A employee in Florida because the employee at the Chick-fil-A saw this creepy white guy trying to carjack a woman and ripped her keys out, and the lady had a baby in the car. And the lady's trying to get her baby out of the car. And she's like, my baby, my baby. And the Chick-fil-A Fort Walton Beach, the Chick-fil-A employee saw this, went over, jumped the guy because he's a normal American. And the employee identified by the operator as Chick-fil-A as Michael Gordon, M-Y-K-E-L Gordon, got into a physical struggle with the suspect who punched Michael Gordon in the face. The two tangled in the parking lot, and others came up to help subdue the subject. People of multiple races, I noticed, because the Democrats are all about race. You gotta build race into everything because of Democrats. They are, what's the word, racists. Speaking of which, let's go to this CNN audio, because Ken Burns has a new documentary out, and he hates America because he's a liberal, see? And he's got a new thing up, and I think it's called America is Awful. New documentary reveals painful truths about the U.S. That's the headline. It's, because the Democrats, they had the Confederacy and they had Jim Crow laws. And I got to say, FDR, the radical left-wing Democrat socialist, he, during World War II, was aware that the railroads were taking Jews and gypsies and homosexuals to death camps. And they never bombed the rail spurs going to the death camps. FDR didn't, even though they knew what was going on. The ship, the St. Louis, loaded up with German Jews, came to the United States hoping for a sanctuary. And FDR sent them back to the Nazis, to Hitler and the Socialist Worker Party of Adolf Hitler. Now, Ken Burns was on this morning with John Berman. Nobody knows where he's going at CNN, but he might fill Don Lemon's slot. And they're talking about their new documentary, but it's on a day when, forget about all the airplanes going to Florida from Texas that Joe Biden's sending. Forget about the airplanes that Joe Biden was sending to Westchester County Airport in the middle of the night after the airport was closed without telling anybody. Forget about all that, because this is different. You know why? Because rich left-wing people love Martha's Vineyard. So here is documentarian Ken Burns, who I grew tired of ages ago, very tired, and John Berman, who may fill Don Lemon's slot.
This is history. All of your documentaries are about history.
Yeah.
But all of them also make you think about where we are
exactly now.
And we woke up to the news this morning that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida sent two plane loads of migrants to Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts,
where
including
we go.
Kids and whatnot. And I'm not saying this is not a one-for-one. This is not a parallel here in any way.
Here we go.
But it does address some of the same themes that are part of this documentary.
Well, it's the abstraction of human life.
It's the abstraction of human life, which is a completely meaningless phrase. But it's a polysyllabic word, abstraction, so it sounds like something. Well, I know where this is going.
It's basically saying that you can use a human life that is as valuable as yours or mine or Lynn's, and to put it in a position of becoming a political pawn in somebody's authoritarian game. This is the coming straight out of the authoritarian playbook. This is what's so disturbing about DeSantis, is to use human beings, to weaponize human beings for a political purpose.
See, it's the authoritarian playbook. But when Biden opens the door to millions of illegal aliens and hundreds drown and die, untold numbers of women, young and old, are raped along the way. When you're fueling the drug cartels and 108,000 Americans die of fatal drug overdoses last year, mostly because of fentanyl that's coming in across our southern border. Nothing authoritarian about that. And having their goose-stepping fascists, Antifa, burning our cities and looting, and Black Lives Matter burning and looting our cities in orchestrated, organized, nationwide efforts, three-day siege of the White House in Washington, burning churches. How many churches have they burned? Burning the pro-life centers. Nothing bothersome about any of that. CNN, see, and when Biden flies planes to Westchester County at night, no problem. And when Biden flies planes to Florida and doesn't tell DeSantis, no problem. CNN and Ken Burns.
What we find in all our films is that the themes that we engage in the past are present today. And so when you look at the story that we're telling of the U.S. and the Holocaust, you understand that
the
time to save a democracy is before it's lost. We promise you.
We promise you. Yeah. Well, then, you guys should probably stop harvesting the organs of 40% of the black population in the United States in the womb. The Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler murdered 60% of the Jews in Europe over the course of about five years. And you guys, since 1973, have been snuffing out black lives. 400 out of every 1,000 black pregnancies terminated. And by the way, the Holocaust, it was the left-wing progressive liberal FDR that sent the ship, the St. Louis, back to the Nazis, that didn't bomb the rail spurs, that hemmed and hawed and dithered and then, you know. And, Jim Crow, they're talking about Jim Crow this morning, too. And every Jim Crow law was a Democrat law.
Hitler had admired the way we had taken care of our indigenous populations. The Germans study our Jim Crow laws to fashion anti-discrimination laws against the Jews.
Really? And they had anti-discrimination laws against the Jews based on Jim Crow laws? Every Jim Crow law was a Democrat law. And they also studied Margaret Sanger, the founder, who was a eugenicist and founder of Planned Parenthood, which the Democrat Party loves more than life itself. You know, with interest rates on the rise, now may be the time to pay off your credit card debts with a fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan. A credit card consolidation loan from LightStream can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed rate now before they go up again. Rates right now start at 5.73% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit. Look on your credit card bill. Look at the interest rate they're charging. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day that you apply sometimes. Now, just for my listeners, apply now. Get a special interest rate discount. Save even more of your hard-earned money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. That's LightStream.com/PLANTE. An extra E just for fun. Subject to your good credit approval, rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/plant for more information. Yeah. We're at Not for Double Standards, as they say.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I've kind of run out the clock on myself once again, and I apologize for that because I had intended to come to calls right now. So I'm going to have to do it right after the top of the hour. I've got a lot more, too. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader of the House of Representatives, spoke yesterday, and that's always good for a laugh. And, I'll interpret what he said for you to make it understandable because he doesn't help much with that. We've got Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is trying to get out of paying child support for his bastard child. You know, the one that Joe Biden is unaware of and Jill Biden doesn't know how to count to six. And I've got updates for you on that and a lot more good stuff.
Ah!
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.